have made a decision to announce and declare the results of the presidential election.
Are you interested in politics?
I have the mandate for the NDC, and no one is going to take that away from me. No one, whether you like it or not.
Government and accountability.
Intolerant to political violence, to hate speech, to negative cadreism. These vices have no space in our society.
This is Mundi Thierry. I'm talking to you from Kawambwa in the cell.
And there's only one PF that we know of. The legitimate PF headed by me.
Yes.
So to imagine what is taking place, the circus taking place elsewhere, we as PF are saying, we have the last laugh.
Tune into One Love Radio 104.1 FM every Monday at 11 hours on the Bottom Line programs for hot discussions on politics and Zambia's governance system. The Bottom Line, only on One Love Radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. President Hakainde Hichilema warns against anyone that will threaten peace. Political historian Yuston Chiputa says withdrawing of some ministers from contesting elections signals lack of popularity. In international news, the fast-moving Ebola outbreak of the Wundingongo strain has killed more than 80 people in the DRC. And in sports, FAS says all outstanding matters involving Copper Queens head coach Nora Habtu have been resolved. Now the news and detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has warned that law enforcement will act firmly against anyone threatening peace as Zambia enters the official campaign period ahead of the general elections. In a statement, President Hichilema says while democracy allows for robust debate and free expression, any actions that undermine peace, unity, public order or national security will not be tolerated. He has emphasized that the law will be applied firmly, fairly and without favor to all citizens regardless of political affiliation or social standing. The head of state has also directed all law enforcement agencies to remain on high alert to ensure a peaceful environment before, during and after the elections. President Hichilema has further assured law-abiding citizens of full protection from the state throughout the electoral process. He says anyone found breaking the law, including members of the ruling party, will face consequences, stressing that no one is above the law. Political historian and activist Yuston Chiputa has stated that the withdrawing of some ministers on the UPND ticket from contesting as members of parliament could be due to lack of popularity. In an interview with One Love Radio News, Dr. Chiputa has noted that the unification among opposition political parties signifies a strong opposition in Zambia that could shift the political atmosphere. Dr. Chiputa has noted that the opposition has a lot of supporters due to the formation of new alliances. And Dr. Chiputa has further noted that the move by Brian Mundumile from the FDD party to another political party implies more support for both the FDD and the other party as politicians move with their supporters.
Like those who have been long in parliament, others is because there are indications that they may not win. Others is because they think that they need more support to the president than dividing their attention. But perhaps one would go for a fourth reason, that maybe they have felt that the ground may be too hot coming from the opposition. That if people have tested the ground and seen how the situation is, perhaps the best is to rally behind those who are most popular in their party. so that perhaps they can win those seats, because the elections may no longer be about incumbents. Yes, the opposition is strong, and it's getting stronger in my view, because you see, I always tell people that a week is a very long time in politics. Anything can happen. We don't know how far the unification among political opposition political parties, how far it will go.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, says it is concerned by the remarks attributed to the outgoing Minister of Health, Dr. Alex Katekwe, during his farewell address on Thursday last week. SEC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, says the attributes of the former minister, that there is nothing wrong with public officials receiving a something for talk time from members of the public as appreciation for the services rendered, can constitute a bribe. Ms. Chisanga states that the utterances are unfortunate, as they can encourage public officials to accept rewards in exchange for services rendered to members of the public, an act that contravenes the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. She has reminded public officers to discharge their duties with utmost integrity, impartiality, professionalism and accountability, while conducting themselves in a manner that upholds public trust and confidence in public institutions. Now, the Ministry of Health says Zambia is on heightened alert following the declaration of a public health emergency over an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, says Zambia has intensified surveillance systems as a precautionary measure, adding that the country remains at risk due to regional trade and travel links. The Permanent Secretary says the Ministry has active emergency response structures at grade 2 alert level through the Zambia National Public Health Institute, adding that surveillance has been strengthened in 6 provinces with health workers placed on high alert to quickly detect and respond to any suspected cases. Dr. Lishimpi says screening has also been intensified at major border points, including Kasumbalesa and Nakonde, stressing that entry points are being closely monitored, with screening and public awareness activities ongoing to prevent possible importation of the disease. The World Health Organization says the outbreak caused by the Wundiwungio strain of Ebola has recorded confirmed cases and deaths in the DRC, with Uganda also reporting infections linked to cross-border transmission. The ministry has since urged members of the public to remain calm and vigilant, advising people to report symptoms such as sudden fever or unexplained bleeding early to the nearest health facility or through the toll-free line 909. Economist and former spokesperson of the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, Chanda Kaluva, has called for an immediate review of the contribution rate made by members covered by the scheme. Speaking during the neighborhood program on One Love Radio, Mr. Kaluva says the 1% contributory rate is unsustainable for the authority's cover, as it was introduced at a point when the scheme serviced fewer members of the community in better economic conditions. He says it is unfair for the contribution to remain as low when the cost of essential medicines has continued to rise as a result of economic factors such as inflation. Mr. Kaluva says all well-meaning Zambians should advocate for an increased rate of up to 3-4% to ensure NIMA continues its mandate to serve as a supplementary financing scheme so vulnerable Zambians continue to benefit. A Lusaka-based political activist has urged youths to stay away from political violence, warning that some politicians use youths during campaigns to disrupt opponents. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, Rudolf Mwanza says some politicians exploit youths, especially during campaign periods, to interfere with other party activities. He says young people must recognize their role as leaders of today and tomorrow and take responsibility for maintaining peace. Mr. Mwanza adds that while political parties follow set campaign schedules, some individuals pay or instruct youth to go into areas where other parties are campaigning to cause confusion.
You know, when it's campaign period, each political party is given a change. to say this particular party will be campaigning in this area. Then you as a youth have been enticed or you're being instructed to go to one constitution. So it comes to other youth or other political party campaigning. I think that's also one way